EPA officials also plan to designate PFAS as hazardous substances through one of its statutory programs. And they say they'll develop groundwater cleanup recommendations at contaminated sites and set toxicity values for Gen X and other related chemicals. EPA Acting Administrator Andrew Wheeler.
EPA will continue our enforcement actions. I want to stress continue our enforcement actions and will clarify our cleanup strategies. To date, EPA has issued direct enforcement orders or assisted state enforcement actions in 8 separate instances. And we have provided states and local governments technical assistance at dozens of other sites around the country. This work will continue.
Wheeler says the EPA also plans to list the harmful chemicals as contaminants under its Superfund program, which would give the agency more authority to pursue polluters. After the announcement, Clean Cape Fear, a local environmental group, criticized the effort. They say this plan doesn't do anything for the 250,000 residents in southeastern North Carolina who use the lower Cape Fear River as their primary source of drinking water. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.